This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Wearable technology company Fitbit is preparing for an initial public offering on Thursday. The company has upped its offering size ahead of its IPO from about $450 million to $620 million. Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons looks at whether that's a leap of faith or a jump into an industry with a bright future.
You might think that the world of wearable technology will be dominated by the Apple Watch, but Fitbit isn't trying to be the everything computer for your wrist.
What they really are is sort of small cheerleaders that you wear in your wrist. And there are certain people in the population for whom these products are incredibly great medicine.
That's Dan Ledger, a principal with Endeavor Partners. He sees the demand for fitness trackers like Fitbit, devices that count your steps, measure your heartbeat, and even motivate you to get off your butt and exercise, should have a lasting appeal. He says Fitbit has become known because of their retail strategy.
Big box, pharmacies, sporting goods, wellness, they have a far greater retail presence than any other consumer wearable device in the market today.
Matthew Wong is an analyst at CB Insights. He says Fitbit's IPO and high valuation represent a win for the company's early venture investors. But once it's publicly traded, other investors will want to know its plans for growing the market for activity trackers. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.